Today, from the International Gospel Hour, may the inspired confidence of the Apostle Paul result in the commitment of our lives for Christ. So stay tuned, friends. The study of I Am I, is just ahead.
On Jordan's stony banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For almost 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
Well, hello everyone, greetings to you, and thank you for joining us once again for our studies from the International Gospel Hour. I always like to pause and give a thank you to our J-Web, our announcer who opens and closes our broadcast, along with the beautiful singing. And we want you to know that Jay will have more information about study opportunities that you can access absolutely free. Everything we offer from International Gospel Hour is free. We want to help you in your study of the Word of God. Our text today, our context of Scripture, Romans 1, 14 through 17. Paul says, I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to unwise. So, as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Friends, Christianity is very personal. No matter what is said or done, when it comes down to it, you and I make a personal decision about our souls. Your call about you, my call about me. I make the decision, you make the decision. Now, even when we occasionally blame or credit others, we are the ones that still decide our direction. For example, I will not go to worship because of, and we name someone, and we make them our decision factor. Well, friends, when you get down to it, you and I can choose what we do. That individual may not be living the way they should, but that's between them and God. When it comes down to it, your decision, based on what you do and how you think or whatever, you can't blame others. It's your decision and it's mine. So friends, how is our decision making? How are we doing? Let's look at the inspired confidence of the Apostle Paul. In turn, we want to challenge our commitment to Christ, and we noted in our text Paul's I ams. We're going to look at those in a moment, and in turn, we're going to ask, am I? We hope you'll find this study of interest. But before we do that, let's pause for our J-Web, and I'll be back in about 30 seconds.
Friends, you've listened to us over the air and online for years, and now you can see the International Gospel Hour program on our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and put International Gospel Hour in the search engine, and it will take you there. Please subscribe and click on the bell. You'll be notified each time a program is uploaded. It's free. Subscribe on YouTube today.
The Apostle Paul said, I am debtor. I am a debtor. You know, in biblical times, debt was taken very seriously. Well, it is today when you think about it. But in biblical times, it's very possible that the debtor and his family would be imprisoned for a lack of debt paying. Jesus talked about that in the parable of the unmerciful servant in Matthew 18, verses 23 and following. Well, Paul was under obligation to everyone for what had been done for him. He owed others to know the message of Christ. What a great evangelistic zeal that Paul had because of what God had done through Christ for him, the Apostle Paul. He said, I am a debtor both to, well, in essence, I'm a debtor to everyone. I am ready to preach the gospel to you. Let's ask this question. Am I? Paul's I am leads to our am I. Am I a debtor to Christ? You know, when I learned that he paid the price for my sins, a prophecy of Isaiah 53, verses 3 through 6, And as we note in Romans 5, 6, 8, and 10 that we were sinners and enemies and ungodly, yet Christ died for us. Or as in that sweet hymn that mostly our young people sing, He paid a debt He did not owe, and I owed a debt I could not pay. I am so thankful, and I ask myself, am I a debtor to Christ? He paid the price for me. Have I accepted His invitation of salvation? Have I responded unto Him as He taught in Matthew 11, 28 through 30? When He teaches me to believe, do I believe in Christ? John 8, 24. Will I repent of my sins? Luke 13, 3 and 5. Will I confess Him before men? Matthew 10, 32. Will I be baptized based upon my faith? Mark 16, 16. And will I walk faithful for Him? Revelation 2 and verse 10, as I am added to His church that He promised to build and He did build, Matthew 16, 18, and Acts 20, verse 28. To whom much is given, friends, much is required, Luke 12, verse 48. Let's notice Paul's second I am ready. Paul says, as much as in me, as is in me. We see that same readiness of Paul in writings of 1 Corinthians 1:17 and Ephesians 3:8, as much as is in me, as much as I can bring. It's also worth noting the readiness of Peter and John in Acts 4:18 through 20, when the magistrates called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." They were ready. I am ready, Paul said. Now am I. Are you? Are we ready to give an answer? 1 Peter 3 and verse 15. That we are able to give an answer to every man that will ask of us. Are we ready to die prepared for the Lord? Paul said he was in 2 Timothy 4:6, and the Hebrew writer reminds us that death is an appointment that we all must keep, Hebrews 9:27. Are we ready to stand before God in the day of judgment, 2 Corinthians 5:10? Paul said, I am ready. Am I ready? Are you ready? And as we mentioned moments ago, Jesus taught us what to do to be ready in obedience to His will. Through hearing His good word, believing it, repenting of our sins, confessing our faith, baptism in Christ added to His church, and that we can walk faithfully for Him. The third I am of Paul, I am not ashamed. He wasn't ashamed of the gospel. And Jesus tells us what will happen to those who are ashamed. Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with his holy angels, Mark 8:38. Dear friends, if we're ashamed of Christ, he will be ashamed of us. I am not ashamed, Paul said. Now am I. I am not ashamed if I have obedient faith. Hebrews 11:6. For without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. We will also believe, as we mentioned moments ago, in the power of repentance to change our direction, and or a change of decision that results in a change of direction. We will also confess Christ. We will be baptized into Christ for the remission of our sins, and we will be added to the church. You say, I'm not ashamed if I have obedient faith, and I am not ashamed if I continue to remain persuaded unto Christ. 2 Timothy 1, verse 12. When Paul reminds us there that he was not ashamed, he was fully persuaded, and we stand faithful in the gospel, 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 1. You know, it's of interest to see Paul's three I ams. But then we come to verse 17 that summarizes it all. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith through the gospel message that will prompt us to see the debt that was paid and for us to respond. to see that Paul was ready to preach, and we need to be ready ourselves with response, and to not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What a beautiful thought and a wonderful study of the three I ams of Paul. Friends, we hope that we will prompt you to move from Paul's I ams to your question, am I? Am I prepared? Am I ready? Am I knowledgeable of obeying God? We want to help you with that study. And friends, we have a wonderful online Bible study we offer quite often through our friends at World Bible School, and we will help you with that study. Here is our J-Webb with the details.
Our friends at World Bible School have a wonderful online Bible study available, and it is free. That's right, it's free. Please visit worldbibleschool.org and register. You will be provided a study helper who can answer questions and provide feedback for your lessons. Please sign up today. That's the free online study at worldbibleschool.org.
And friends, we like to also note that if you would like to receive the World Bible School study by mail, you'll have to let us know your name and address, and we'll forward that on to them. You can do that by calling our toll-free number at 855-444-6988 and give us your name and address and say World Bible School, and we will send that to them and they will mail it to you. We'll be glad to help you any way possible in your study of the Word of God. The Apostle Paul stated with confidence, I am. So can we answer in the affirmative when we ask, am I? If not, friends, as we pointed out, we need to make some changes in our lives. What a joy that we can take the Word of God and know our answers, to where we can open the Word of God with the assurance that He has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, 2 Peter 1, 3, and 4. Pursue your studies of God's Word and let us help you, and we will study together at another time through our broadcast. Thank you for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour. I'm honored you've joined me. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory. And we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you.